This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This hour on WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Talking about the Phillies today. Have we been too hard on them to start the year? And the breaking news during the show, Dallas Goedert coming back to the Eagles. They are restructuring his deal. And this is interesting, Hugh. The more information that comes out on this, you know, we talked about would there be years added onto the deal? Would it be an extension? Initial reports indicate this is basically like a straight pay cut. Like Dallas Goedert, it was due to make, I think, $14.25 this year. It's cut down to 10 with $1 million of incentives. So, yeah, Dallas Goedert just taking a pay cut. It seems very similar to what the Eagles did last year with Josh Sweat.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, if he's happy with that and you know, that's what it is, then I commend him for it, because a lot of times guys don't take pay cuts. But I think that goes to how he feels about being here, being a part of this team, you know, being this late in his career, and loving the culture here. That's commendable, you know, because I don't think that I would have done anything like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people wouldn't have, but he feels strongly about being here. And, you know, you just won the Super Bowl, so that has something to do with it. And to be honest, I wasn't thinking like this in my younger days, but the city that you played in and had most success in, man, that's if it works out for you to stay, it's probably the best thing for you to do.
And I know with players, I mean, money's always the top factor for the most part. Like, that's always the big motivator. But how much, like, in this kind of situation, do you think it influences Dallas Goedert? Like, the chance to run it back with this group again, how much do you think that does play into a decision?
I think it does. I think it does. I think the fact, like I said, the thought of picking up and having to start over, for me, it was not a big deal. I've kind of been that my whole life. You know, from leaving to go to college to being here and just moving around, I'm kind of like a vagabond. But it's something to be said about being somewhere where you could plant roots and feel comfortable. Because like I said, man, there's a lot more guys that actually live here in the city that stay in the city than it did when I played. So there's something to be said about the culture here and just being around in the city. So, yeah. I commend him for that.
Well, just know, we don't look at you as a vagabond.
Oh,
you're
do.
A Philly guy now.
Oh, no, I'm a vagabond. Yeah. I am, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, Tom, I'm a paper chaser.
Does she do anything for us?
I'm going to go get that. Like, if the bread is to be got, I'm going to go get that bread.
I mean, what are we paying for?
I'm going to go get that bread.
Hey, it's not,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Not a bread approach.
If the bread makes sense. Hey, they ain't gonna go get that bread.
You're
gonna
business,
go get it. Yeah,
you're a businessman.
I'm a businessman.
You're a businessman.
Because this is a businessman.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Your excitement level, Dallas Goedert returning. Think this is huge. Eagles basically keep the offense intact. You lose Mekhi Becton, but aside from that, hey, this offense was loaded last year. They bring everybody back. Dallas Goedert returning to the Birds. Great news for the Eagles. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Julie in Swedesboro. What's up, Julie?
Julie. Hey, guys. Super stoked that Dallas Goedert's staying around, but I want to talk about the Phillies. I do think people have been too hard on them. Now, I was pissed off with the slump they went into after they started the season, you know, really well. But it's April. And I know Every game is important. Hugh, I don't know if you remember, I called in a few weeks ago flipping out about Rojas.
No, I remember. I wasn't going to – Julie, I was going to let you finish talking, but I was like, I wasn't going to say nothing until you got done. But, I do remember.
I was pissed. So, and
well, him going to third on that play, Julie, was ridiculous. I mean,
it was. What is he doing? It was. I mean, he's redeemed himself in a way. He really has. I think last night was a turning point. Now, obviously, Lacassie's homer was huge because obviously the bullpen gave up some runs at the end, so they needed that home run to win the game. But them embracing each other at the end, him and Harper and Schwarber hugging each other, like, to me, that was an aha moment. They looked like they were having fun, and they haven't looked like they've been having fun over the last however many weeks, even though they have been starting to play better. Like, last night, I think, was really the turning point for them. As long as they just go out there and have fun and not have too much pressure on themselves, I think they've had a weight on their shoulder for a while. I really think that things are only going to go up from here.
I hear you, Julie. What do you got for a guess for Hughes Clues today?
Well, I was going to say Jalen Hurts, the guy took my answer, but now I'm going to say Pharrell Williams.
That's a good guess. A really good guess.
Good guess.
But you know what you've done? You've done now, Julie, like, since you've changed your mind, like, you're kind of in the Major League Buddies category just a little bit, so... If it goes bad, Julie, and you get upset, you got to call us and let us know how you're feeling.
I will. And if they go on a slump, yeah, I'll be pissed again. And this team is known for being streaky, but you got to stay behind them, right? Like, they're not gonna win every single game, and they have to go into mindset. Like I mentioned the last call, every team around us is better. The Mets are better. The Braves are better. So you can't make silly mistakes. You can't lose like stupid games like that, but you're still not going to win every one, but you at least got to put a good product out on the field every night.
Definitely, Julie. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for the call.
One of the things that Julie said there, Hugh, I think is interesting, because one of the part of what we've been talking about today as far as not being fair to the Phillies or being too hard on the Phillies does go back to what happened last year and whether that should be, you know, play into how we view this team. And I do think like the players are feeling that as well. And at least in the first month, I feel like just have how we as a fan base have carried over our feelings from last year in the postseason. I feel like the players aren't totally past it either.
And no, they're not.
Maybe when she, you know, brings up what happened last night, you know, the players all looking like they're having a little more fun.
It could be a turning point.
Yeah, maybe they're moving past that a little bit.
It could be just like Coach Bubblehead's turning point when he cut his hair and we sat there at the pregame, me and Elliot, and was like, dude, this might turn into something special. I mean, it could potentially be that. Not as dramatic, but yeah, it could definitely be that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach Bubblehead is still harsh, though.
Nah.
Coach Bubblehead, but he's okay. Super Bowl winning Coach Bubblehead.
I don't give a shit to me.
I think that's respectful enough. Yeah, I think that's a respectful enough way to put it. But Hugh, okay, your first clue was somebody at the Met Gala. Please give us your second clue for Hugh's Clues today.
This individual is one half of a duo. That's a good guess.
That should help a lot.
That's a really good guess.
One half of a duo.
Wait a minute. What I say a good guess? That's a good clue. I said it wrong.
There's different really kinds of duos, too. Like could be someone Batman. Who showed up as a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, there are a lot of couples who go to the Met Gala. Right. Not LeBron as a couple. He didn't go. He sent his wife on his behalf. Did you guys see that tweet? That was so embarrassing.
I didn't see the tweet, but I saw Savannah. I saw his wife.
He tweeted out that he wanted to go so bad, but he couldn't go because of his knee injury. It felt to me like it was just making an excuse for why he lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, he wasn't going. He wasn't going to the Met. Because I was like, when I saw, I was like, why isn't he with her? You know, and I guess he felt the pressure from people asking. Because that's a big deal. The first athlete that I remember going to the Met that was a big deal was Odell Beckham Jr. And that he went, I do believe, was because of a losing effort. Because they lost that game. When he made that catch and he blew up, they lost that game.
Yep.
But you would never know it by the way people acted, because that was a hell of a catch.
Yeah, now every athlete goes to the Met Gala.
Like, who was it? Stephon Diggs was there. Who? Justin Jefferson. Stephon Diggs looked like King Joffrey Joffrey.
Maybe we don't name everyone that was at Met Gala.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot.
These are the subjects of these
questions. You know,
hey,
but
maybe
you know
he's
what's
the
funny?
Answer.
But the reality of it is, I could say the name and nobody would guess it. Because they don't pay attention.
True.
The YouTubers, the you people, they pay attention.
Yeah, they pay attention to everything you say.
Yeah, they
you
pay
people.
Attention.
Let's go to Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Good
what's
afternoon.
Up, what's going on?
Hugh, you know you're my man, but Tuscan is T-U-S-C-A-N-N.
Tuscan. It's Tuxan.
Mm. Oh, two N's.
No, Tuscan. Tucson. T-U-S-C-A-N.
No, we're trying to say Tucson.
Oh, my bad.
Well, see, no, don't worry about it, because we've been, like, listen, dog, we screw stuff up like that every day.
We do?
Yeah, we do. Here's what happened, Mike. Tucson is spelled, how's it spelled, Kyle?
T-U-C-S-O-N.
Yep.
And
the car is T-U-C-S-O-N, but it's really Tucson.
No.
It's Tucson.
You're wrong.
No, it's Tucson.
You stop lecturing people on something that you're incorrect about.
I'm with you. It's Tuxin. All right, let's move on.
When you say it phonetically, what is it?
We're not saying it phonetically. No, we're saying it how it's pronounced. It's a proper noun.
What is Houston? How do you spell Houston?
How do you say Hugh phonetically then? Hug?
Some people say hug. Some people say you.
what's correct?
Well, whatever they say, because I'm answering to both
can
of them.
Can we start calling you Hug?
You do not answer Hug.
I do. Hug Douglas? For a long time.
It's a good name.
I had a friend of mine used to call me Hug all the time. Still calls me Hug.
Yeah.
Because that's how he pronounced it. It's phonetically.
Hey, Hug, can I talk?
Yeah, you got my fault, Mike.
My man. You're my man. Dallas Goedert getting signed. Let's go. We're repeating. Let's 13-4. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, a good move, Mike. I think everybody agrees Dallas Goedert coming back was something that is a major positive for this team. Losing him would have been a really tough loss at this point in the offseason.
It would have been.
Absolutely. He's a top five tight end. He showed that in New Orleans. He won that New Orleans game last year, if you remember. He was a stud. He was my fantasy tight end. Got me like 28 points.
It's fantasy. Yeah. He didn't want to get him on another fantasy team. He wanted to still have him.
Yeah. What do you got on the films, Mike?
I want him on my fantasy team. Absolutely. I'm going for him. I'm going to get him in the third round this year.
What do you got on the Phils, Mike?
Phils, you know what? I'm with you. Wake me up when September ends.
He was about to say Hug. You could have said Hug, Mike. We're there now. We're at the phonetic space. We're in this phonetic space.
I can call you Hug now.
You can call me Hug.
All right. I mean, I got pictures with you. I met you, so I'm with it. All right, cool. All right, Hug.
All righty then.
All right. Well, there you go. Mike, what's your guess for Hughes Close?
I'm going to say Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade is incorrect.
That's a good guess, though. Yeah. That's a really good guess.
Yep.
Now people are thinking. They're thinking a little bit.
He was so willing to be right that he will allow people to call him his real name.
See, Kyle, like, it's not that. Phonetically, that's how it sounds to him. I mean, that's cool.
It's not about phonetically, though. It's about how it's said.
Live your truth, Mike.
Now, this is the thing. I'll push back on Hug with a lot of things here. But in the first segment, I could just sense how passionate you were about this. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't want any part of this debate.
No, you know what it is?
I'm just going to let you have this W.
Can I be honest, Tom?
Sure.
Can I be full disclosure?
Of course.
Because I've learned that there's a group of individuals out there that they really get triggered when I mispronounce words or say
I'm the one
things.
That has to deal with that.
And they call Kyle, like, I'm not doing it on purpose. Like, it's their mission in life to gatekeep the proper enunciation. Yeah. So I do it on purpose.
If you go to my Twitter, my new profile picture is, so the YouTube camera caught me just getting off the phone with somebody calling to correct Hugh's pronunciation, and I'm like, my hands are like over my head. I didn't know I was on camera, but it got picked up by YouTube. Someone's like,
you gotta watch yourself nowadays.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point that I have friends, and I'm not gonna call them out, but I got a text this morning from a friend of mine that said, you're wrong. It's Tucson. And that's the person I'm trying to trigger, because he's a little anal. He likes to do things the right way. Brett, it's Tucson. I said I won't call him out. Yeah, Brett, it's Tucson. Tucson.
It's Tucson. Well, you know what? Again, we'll give you Tucson.
I'm not giving him Tucson.
Well, if we can call him Hug, I think that's a fair trade.
It bothers Kyle.
I don't want to call him out.
You don't want to call him Hug.
Because Kyle gets...
Huggy Bear Douglas?
People make the phone calls to Kyle. He gets upset.
Man, I don't care.
Like, they got to realize, man, like, when the you people get mad at me and say mean and hurtful things, call me Super Grover or whatever, that don't bother me.
I think if he went by Hug Douglas during his career, he'd be getting the invites to the Met Gala.
Yeah, but I don't think he would end up an Eagles Hall of Famer. Like, you don't get 80-plus sacks being Hug.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah,
for a D-end? That would be a great gimmick. He's going to hug the quarterback.
Fair.
You know?
I guess I can envision it.
Yeah. You don't seem very convinced.
No, until the phone rings and somebody says.
That's what Kyle's just like.
Does
right?
you know no, how Kyle's to pronounce
the
stage room,
not the guy I grew up watching.
Yeah.
Does he know how to pronounce
also, like,
the name?
The stadium can't chant Hoag.
Yeah, that,
like
well,
they could
true.
Do Hugh.
Yeah, that would.
Or
been,
you.
That would.
You.
Been
you,
yeah.
Douglas.
Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's going on, man?
I'm going to steal a line from Peter Griffin, and today is a grind my gears Wednesday. What is this world coming to?
What are you talking about, Aaron?
Well, he's talking about the...
It's bad enough that this station allows a flight attendant to call the station and talk tough about a team that hasn't won anything since I've been a senior in high school. Now we have a producer that's moonlighting as a Celtics fan. And then you guys are telling me to, get back into the game of the Phillies and get back into support the team that broke my heart the last 3 years. My best friend is a Mets fan, okay? And I had to endure the embarrassment of that series last year with that final game. I had to sit in his house and listen to him just yeah. So until this team, they can talk as much as they want, but until they start walking the walk and they start being patient come playoff time and not swinging at things that are way out of the strike zone, then maybe I'll buy back in.
What? They've done that the last nine games. They've won 7-9.
My fandom back.
You talk bad about everybody.
Are you watching the games, Aaron? That's what they've done.
I watch the highlights all the time. And it's the same old story. Home run.
Oh, yeah, hitting home runs is so awful.
They're not really hitting that many home runs, though.
Really matter.
Talking about.
Okay, let's wait till the games really matter and see if this team can play championship baseball. Because this is a championship city now. Mm. Division titles mean nothing. You know, conference titles mean nothing. We want World Series championships.
Yes, we do,
now.
Aaron. But how do you enjoy this? So you will get no enjoyment from this Philly season. It doesn't matter if they win 30 games in a row. You don't care?
Listen, I haven't talked to my best friend for 3 months because of that series against the Mets. Because every time I talk to him, I got to hear about the Mets owning the Phillies.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Mets did own the Phillies in that series, and I appreciate the call, Aaron. That's who you have on your side, Hugh. That miserable Aaron who's just sitting there grouchy on his couch with his arms folded, watching the Phillies and saying, these guys suck.
Well, to be fair, Aaron's on my side today. Me and Aaron have somewhat of a gentleman's agreement. Like, we agree to disagree on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just today, we're just aligned today. It just happens to be today. Now, tomorrow,
you're not
aligned
with that, though. That was too far.
No, I just thought it was kind of funny when he called you out, called you a Celtics fan. That was the straight was meant for you.
I know, because Aaron was yelling at me on the phone and people were yelling at me yesterday. I can't help how I feel. I cannot have the Knicks win this series.
Live your truth, Kyle.
You're wrong about this.
I hate New York fans infinitely more than I hate Boston fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want New Yorkers to feel sadness all the time. There are rivals in every single sport. The Knicks beat us last season. I get Celtics have been in our way for a long time. I wasn't around for most of those, by the way, for all the times that the Celtics were winning titles and stuff. I've already accepted that the Celtics are well past us. I cannot have the Knicks do what we couldn't do.
But this is the thing. I'm at the stage where I am so mad at the Sixers. I want the Knicks to make their embarrassment worse. I want the Knicks to make the Sixers' shame worse. And if
the
they
Knicks
beat the Celtics, even further embarrasses the Sixers. That's what they deserve.
I don't think the Sixers are going to change how they operate based on whether the Celtics win or lose the series. Like, I guess we can feel a certain type of way as fans, and everybody has the right to do that. I'm just saying, I can't help the fact that I cannot have the Knicks win this series. I can't have it.
Either way, whoever wins, please, Indiana, they're up 2-0 now. Hopefully Indiana can knock whoever wins off in the Eastern Conference Finals. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or a grinding? Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Now, we do need to mention, Hugh, another big move within the division. The Cowboys made a trade overnight. They trade for George Pickens, the... I guess you could say, disgruntled receiver from the Steelers. Didn't really seem like he'd be back. They sign or they trade for DK Metcalf in the offseason. George Pickens traded to the Cowboys. He'll line up across from CeeDee Lamb. Some weapons on that Cowboy offense. Does it worry you at all, Cowboys make this move?
No, George Pickens is a decent receiver. Played at Georgia. Pretty familiar. I think that was on the team with Keely Ringo on those cats, because they're pretty familiar with him. Because Dak's still coming off of his injury. They got the guard that is talking about he can't wait to see Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter beat you like a drum when you were in college. Jalen Carter's been in the league for 3 damn years. What do you think's going to happen? With Jalen Carter has been fighting grown men and besting them for 3 years. And you come in with that bravado? I just think, like, yeah, no. Am I worried about the Cowboys? That's basically, no.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And no, I'm in the same boat. And this is the thing. Like, I do think defensively, the biggest concern I have is the corner on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
Is you don't have a set kind of person to take over there. You have Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson, Eli Ricks. That's probably the guy, whoever that is, who's going to be going up against George Pickens.
I do like George Pickens' physicality, though.
Right.
I like the physical style of play that he displays, and he does have somewhat of an attitude.
But doesn't it feel just like a very Cowboys move, though?
Yeah.
Like, it's a flashy move. It's a move. Oh, people get excited about it. It's not going to make them any better of a team, though.
Well, I think... I guess I have a few different thoughts on this. I think George Pickens with Dak is a much better quarterback situation than Pickens has ever had with Pittsburgh.
No, I agree with that.
Bit of a head case, though.
I remember from George is that he stepped his game up when Kirby Smart, Coach Smart, said something to the effect that they didn't have any NFL receivers on their squad during that time. And so George stepped his game up. And he was able, you know, to play well for Georgia.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, blazing speed and routes, like, I don't watch a whole lot of receiver routes. That's not how I watch the game. But he's had some phenomenal catches, but he doesn't for me move the meter.
I don't think he's great in terms of, like, separation.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got CeeDee Lamb on the other side of him. Like, yeah. I do think he's in a pretty decent offensive situation in terms of the quarterback and the other receiver. But, like, it is kind of an interesting phenomenon, though. Like, receivers that Mike Tomlin gets rid of, like, it always feels like he gets out ahead of, like
Antonio Brown.
Like, Deontay Johnson. Like, everyone that leaves the Steelers, you can sort of see why. Like, and if Mike Tomlin can't deal with you, then I'm not 100% sure the Cowboys will be able to deal with them.
Seems like a great fit. Bring a volatile receiver to the Cowboys. Yeah. It doesn't worry me at all. I mean, the Cowboys are the Cowboys. They needed to make moves that actually would strengthen their team and, I think, strengthen their defense. This feels to me like it's a flashy thing they can do. The fans will get excited about it. But I don't know how much better it really makes them. But if you want to get on that, are you worried about George Pickens going to the Cowboys? You're welcome to. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Back to the phone lines on the Phillies when we get back. Think we've been too hard on them. You can react to the Dallas Goedert news as well. Elliot Shore Parks also will join us in the next segment with his take on all this. He was on this Dallas Goedert thing a few days ago. So we'll get Elliot's take on how the Dallas Goedert situation is shaking out. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show. Show Sports Radio 94 WIP.